Hi, I'm Mike Maloney, and welcome to another CSRM podcast. Today's episode is hosted by Dr. Greg Linville.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another CSRM podcast. I'm Dan Stover. I'm joined with Scott Stedman and also Matt Hayden today from Tri-Village Christian Church in Pataskala, Ohio, just east of Columbus. And you might be recognizing the background looks different. That's because we are at our annual CSRM staff and board retreat in Columbus, Ohio. So we're actually in person, which is nice, instead of just being over Zoom. We are continuing on. This is now part three of the series we started about looking at this relationship between the senior minister and the sports minister. And we spent a couple sessions talking about some key tips of what the senior minister, senior leader, senior pastor can do to make the sports minister and his ministry most effective. Today we have a little bit of a different perspective. Although Matt has done a lot of different roles within the local church, I think it's a healthy perspective. So Matt, tell us a little bit of who you are and what you do at your church.
Yeah, so my name is Matt Hayden. I'm the outreach and middle school minister at Tri-Village Christian Church, 20 minutes east of Columbus. I've had a variety of experience already with sports ministry. I've got the first, vision given to me to run with sports ministry in 2019 and then enter COVID in 2020. So we've had to adapt quite a bit. The nice part with what we were doing too is we were building from the ground up, so we didn't have to adapt as other ministries go. But I'm currently outreach in middle school, and part of outreach is sports as well. So outreach, missions, I oversee our middle school youth group, but then kind of do sports on the side right now.
Gotcha. So tell us, knowing who your senior pastor is, and knowing you've been there for about 8 years, is that right? You've been on staff for about eight?
It'll be complete eight years in October. Okay. Yeah, so November will mark the start of the new year.
Awesome. So you've been on staff for quite a while. Your church is a growing church. Mm-hmm. You wear a lot of different hats. Matt, I think a great place for us to just dive in is, what would you say to the average person who probably wears multiple hats, including sports, like you have? What would you say to them to really strive to do to make their relationship work with the senior minister? Why is that important, and what practical steps could you share?
Yeah, I think really as far as connecting with the senior minister or leadership in church, really three things I think come to my mind. You mentioned the relationship. That was might have been another ingredient in there, but and that is first is communication. The more that you can communicate, the better, I think. Communicate upcoming events, what's working, what's not, where you they could be of help, how you can be of help for them. I mean, listening to see their perspective too, I think is vital. The second area, and I would say this would expand even beyond senior ministry, just whether it's volunteers or other ministry staff you're working with, is collaboration. It seems like the more, at least in our context, the more that we collaborate with others, the more successful the events go. And I think sometimes we can get in our own lanes in ministry. But I have found when we can collaborate with one another, and that, to me, extends beyond even just the senior minister and sports minister, but to other staff. Some examples of that for us have been we have a nice big property, I guess you could say, that we can host sports for youth leagues, and we've hosted a flag rugby league. We have a youth football team practicing right now on our property during the week, but I've invited our children's director to be a part of that, and so I communicate. There's a communication piece with her, you know, that I don't expect her to be there every day. That's not really her sports, not her lane, but the children is very much what she does. And so if she can come by a few times during the season to connect, maybe hand out invites or some snacks and be a face. But likewise, you know, there's times where I'll offer to help her with something that she's doing. So there's a working together with, you know, children and sports. There's a collaboration piece. So communication, collaboration, and then I don't have a C for this other one, but this may come up in other questions as we go too. But I've noticed being aware of what I like to call God waves.
Yeah.
It's the concept that came from Rick Warren is where I think I first learned about that. But he comes from a context on California, which has a lot of waves. I don't get to experience that here in Ohio, but that waves, you don't create them. They're just they're there. They're not there. And when they're there, you've got to learn to surf them. And as far as ministry goes, when you see something's working, run with it. Yeah. And just being open with that as a staff, I think is very important.
Matt, tell me, when you get the opportunity to influence your senior minister towards a sports ministry and its value, and I think the things you just shared would all help with that, but is there anything else intentionally that you would do? Maybe I'm thinking about you get to preach also throughout the year at different times. So is there something that maybe you work into a sermon, or like what do you do to intentionally get the senior minister to value sports as a viable ministry within your church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for that one is a little more challenging for us, just in the sense that sports is something that very much adapted. There's many other ministries and programs that we've had prior to sports, and so it's taken a little bit of time to develop and work. I think the more that you can keep it in front of the congregation is important. I mean, whether it is, as you mentioned, sermon illustrations or examples. We have a little bit of a culture in the congregation, but every 5 to 6 weeks we try to have a missions moment. And so trying to work that in where myself or a sports ministry representative can come share just a summary to the congregation during the worship services. But then not only share a summary of what's happening, but then a pathway for involvement. That's been successful. That's gone beyond just sports ministry, but also for missions or outreach that we do as a church too. That's been very helpful. And then I think just getting conversations with senior minister and staff about what's working and what's not. I think when we see a fruit or a pathway to fruit that's happening, it's a lot easier to be able to keep running with it.
Yeah.
But likewise, I think having the communication, if there's something we're missing the mark in, being open and honest about how we can correct and move forward. And when we find something that's really working, continue to run with it. One example in our context, and as we've mentioned too, I've got many, many hats that I'm wearing in sports. I've been asked to dial back more, to focus more on our middle school, because that's just what the church needs right now. However, we've been having many people come to an open gym basketball for guys. And so that's one of the things that in communication with the staff, where we have 35, 40 guys coming to a middle school-sized gym for basketball. 75% of that crowd is not connected to the church. And so we've decided, well, keep running with that, because there's people coming into our building. So keep utilizing that. And I think the next phase is we're really trying to build up to try to communicate and celebrate that with the congregation too. And as we're able to do that, I think some people either don't know or might be surprised that they want to get involved once they hear that something like that's happening.
Yeah, I think the average person would be really excited when there's visible fruit like that to focus in on something that's obviously working, and then hopefully continue to, whether it's you or someone else, give that a focus, like make sure that there's someone from the church tied to that. Let me kind of shift gears, because I've been in your shoes. Many people watching this podcast have been in your shoes and know there's a role that patience plays. Mm-hmm. Patience both for the sports minister towards leadership, but also the opposite. Mm-hmm. Talk about the role that patience has played in terms of giving your ministry time to grow. Like you shared your story, you were tasked, hey, start a sports ministry, and then COVID hits. So mm-hmm. obviously there's going to have to be some patience, because it's not going to look the exact same in 2019 than it did in 2020, mm-hmm. and then coming out of it too. So how how are you patient with leadership? How do you help them to be patient with you? What are some practical tips you would give to the sports minister?
Yeah, and some of that, I mean, we've already discussed, but I mean, the communication piece, again, having that open conversation, I think from the leadership perspective, they want to see results and fruit. So communicating what some of that is, I mean, what it looks like with numbers coming to open gym. We've got a disc golf course on our property, and how many people are coming onto that? How are we able to connect with the people coming on that? I mean, having that communication piece. I think the God waves are important, though, too, with that, too, as far as patience goes, is where is God working, and where we can discern God's working, keep running with that. Sometimes you have to let things go. And for me, I'm in a season as, I mean, and a lot of the stats say it takes about 6-7 years for somebody coming into a gym or a field or a sports ministry before they can even begin connecting further, you know, in a church setting. And so we already have that patience, but as we work, where are we seeing some results? Keep running with that. Sometimes we have to be patient and let things go in order for others to take the reign. I just had, and so I'm kind of in that season right now, is discerning what to run with. Our open gym, there's people coming into our building. Let's keep running with that. We were doing an open gym volleyball. We had to decide to not let that die, but it needs somebody else to run with it. But through basketball, I actually had a conversation with a gentleman a few weeks ago. He's had a sports management background, is relatively newer to the church, and has just asked me, how can I be involved in ministry further? So it may be that he takes over some of the sports aspects of it. And so, yeah, I think the ongoing communication is so vital. Where are we seeing some results? Where not? But also being, helping everybody to understand, too, it does take time. So if you're expecting something that happen within a year, it takes time. I've just heard from a really just kind of a unique connection with one of the guys that's been coming to our open gym. I met as a seventh grader for the first time, actually through a completely different sports avenue, through rugby. I was one of his rugby coaches, and he's been coming to our open gym the last several years, but he graduated a few years ago from high school. He was just baptized at a different church that doesn't even involve us, but he's been there most weeks at our basketball. So it was a progression of many people plugging into his life for the last 6-7 years. But he made a commitment recently, and so you do have to be patient.
Sure.
While you communicate, while you're also discerning, where do we need to continue to work and let God expand it more? Where do we need to pause and maybe regroup?
Yeah, I think those are healthy questions to ask in any role and really in any season, because it really is about those rhythms. Okay, what do we keep pushing forward with? What do we pause? We get in trouble when we don't pause, mm-hmm. right? Because then we just get overwhelmed. Matt, tell us how someone, maybe like you, their senior pastor taps him on the shoulder and says, hey, you're a former athlete, which you were, mm-hmm. and so your pastor probably knew that, mm-hmm. and you were doing some coaching, and you've got all these other responsibilities, and probably, I'm going to guess, when you were doing youth and stuff like that, you probably included sports as a game or an activity. It's just a part of your mm-hmm. DNA. So your senior pastor figured that out, tapped you on the shoulder, said, hey, I want you to start a sports ministry. What would you say then to the senior pastor to empower and to help that person as to how? Because if you're tapped on the shoulder, you and I both know it isn't just, okay, we're opening up the gym doors and we're putting some balls out and then ministry's going to happen. What would you say to the senior pastor that you would need as the sports minister? Because I think that's an important thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't express or know how to even express what our needs are, but how would you coach someone?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, and that's works nice, because that was, yeah, exactly what I had to do, is figure out how do I regroup a little bit and put the CSRM plug in. Early on in my time, I realized I needed to expand it a little bit from what I had been doing to try to build some sports ministry. And so going through this certification program and podcasts and trainings, it has been very helpful. Doing some reading on books specifically about sports ministries, very sp- specific niche of books, and so that has been very helpful early on as well. And I think just kind of pausing before moving forward was helpful because you'll have a lot of voices that will speak into what you should do or what you could do in sports ministry. And early on, I tried to put the pause on. It's what resources do we already have as a church? We need to be utilizing those. In our case, we had a disc golf course that kind of was put in before I was summoned to do sports ministry. So that made it pretty easy. We have that. Let's utilize it. We have a gym. We have a unique connection with a high school, middle school rugby club in our community. It's a club team, but I would guess a third of the coaches in the program attend our church. And so those are resources we already have. So let's use that. Who has abilities to be involved, whether it's coaches or, in our case, the rugby coaches? I had a conversation with the head of our program last week about ways the church can further be involved to help these young adults grow and to be cared for. And so who has abilities? Let's plug into that. And then there's an avenue the community needs. What does a community need? And so be aware of those. I mean, we know gym space seems to be still important. There's field space. A lot of our schools where we live are under construction, and so field space, gym space is at a premium. So one of the ways that we've are able still to serve now, in fact, that's been a new God wave, is if we're not doing church programming, we'll open our gym or our space up to groups using it, but that gives us a chance to build relationships. And so that's how we approached it, rather than just getting into doing whatever the first thing came to mind for people is, what do we already have? What are the abilities we have? What are the needs? Let's start building from there.
I think that's a really practical thing. So if you're a sports minister, I think what Matt just shared is bring information to your senior pastor about what you already have. And that just takes time. And I think it's slowing down and recognizing, okay, there's a lot of different avenues and resources, and use the word voices, that we could listen to or follow. But sometimes it's right in front of us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the people in our congregation. The fact by proximity and in our own personal relationship, you knew about CSRM. Thanks for the plug, by the way. Checks in the mail. But I think it's a great opportunity when we slow down enough to say, all right, senior pastor, you told me to do this. Mm-hmm. I think it's fantastic. Before we do anything, let's evaluate our resources, our relationships, and see where God is already working. So great practical stuff, Matt. Any final words, maybe about how people could contact you, reach you, if they have any questions about what you're doing in ministry?
Yeah. Probably the best way would just be my email, I would think. I mean, if that's okay to share, it's my name is the most part of it, Matt. Hayden at tri-village.org. But love to be, I can speak to certainly disc golf, connections with the community. We've really done a lot well with that, even expanding beyond sports ministry, just utilizing whatever that resource is. For us, it's been building, it's been space. And so we've been able to leverage that with connections with families and organizations from the community. What would also say, maybe two more thoughts. I think it's so important to, and this maybe not the exact podcast, but just that self-care piece, I think is so valuable. Yep. And read an illustration several years back now, actually from the book, one of the emotionally healthy books that Peter Cesaro came out with. But he gives an illustration about, and Midwest blizzards, there's times where farmers will, there's been cases where farmers have died just feet away from their house, but the blizzard came so fast and the colds came so fast they couldn't find their way and whiteout conditions back. And so some farmers will tie a rope from their barn to the house. And I like that illustration because we need to be able to tie that rope to God. And when the blizzard and busyness of life comes, we have to have that connection. And whether it's sports ministry or youth ministry or senior ministry, having that connection, I think, is so valuable and something. I mean, I know I fall short many times, but it's also the more that I have the grasp on the rope, the easier it is to get through the blizzard that life can bring. And so that's something that's been helpful for me.
Yeah, and that's why I love these podcasts, because people like yourself who are doing ministry, that's the most practical and honestly most important thing that we can share. Take care of yourself. Be right. Mm-hmm. Be right with the Lord. Be mm-hmm. put Him first, because ministry can demand a lot from us. And I would tie this back into, and make sure you communicate when you are overwhelmed to your senior pastor. Mm-hmm. If it's too much, or you're going through a season, maybe there's some stuff going on with your family, or maybe you just don't feel right. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you've gotten off track with God. The most important thing is your relationship with God and with your family and with those under your care in ministry. And if we're not healthy, then we're not going to do a great job. So great, mm-hmm. great practical way for us to close there. And we are out of time. And so we thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today. And we sure hope you'll tune in again next week as we continue on with another CSRM podcast. We're excited about learning from some of our newest staff members. And so be sure to tune in then. Take care, and we'll see you then.
The CSRM Podcast is a production of CSRM and their production house, Overwhelming Victory. Dr. Greg Linville is the executive producer, and Scott Stedman is the associate producer and editor. To learn more about CSRM, visit csrm.org. For more information about Overwhelming Victory, visit overwhelmingvictory.org. The CSRM Podcast is the flagship member of the podcast network Overwhelming Victory Radio. For more information on Overwhelming Victory Radio, or to listen to our partner podcasts, visit overwhelmingvictory.org/OV Radio. For CSRM Podcasts, I'm Mike Maloney. Have a blessed day.